Orphans of the Storm by Katie Flynn. The recording of this book is in memory of Gwen Slee and in recognition of the dedication of the Skewen Committee in raising so much money for RNIB, including the transcription of this book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Sandy, Tony and Amelie Turner, my Australian family, whose hospitality and loving affection made researching this book a pleasure. Acknowledgements. Firstly, I have to thank my son, Tony, who gave me the idea for this book based on his experience in hospital. And then I am most grateful to Joan and Paul Russell, who lent me Paul's father's army records, enabling me to trace where the Australian soldiers were hospitalised during the Great War. Chapter 1, November 1918. Nancy Kerris bent over the young man in the bed and put gentle fingers round his wrist. Odd to feel such a tiny flutter in such a strong brown arm. Odd to see that his lips were purplish blue and that the tanned face looked suddenly yellow, almost as yellow as his hair. For one heart-stopping moment, she did not know what to do. Then, previous experience and her training told her that she must get help, and quickly. She knew the patient had been badly wounded only a matter of a day or so before the armistice had been signed, and now, with a jolt of horror, she realised he was almost certainly hemorrhaging internally. But the gasp which rose to her lips never left them. If you panicked a patient, Sister Saunders said, he could die from fear. No, what she must do was to get...